Let us all say amen. And I think as we spoke on this morning from Paul's word to Titus, it's the preacher's responsibility to keep that thought. Paul said in Titus chapter 3, ever before the congregation, so they'll know that our hope of heaven is something that we should live for and not just to live here on this earth. Amen? Again, I want to thank everybody. We got seem like we busting out the seams this evening. Amen, somebody. Yeah, it's a good encouragement for those that are able, as I want to say, for those that are not challenged by coming out in the evening, do not have any health concerns that would hinder them from coming out. We want to encourage us to come out that we can worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen? And if we can hear another portion of God's word that can bless our souls. The word of God is like, should be like putting fuel in an automobile. We get filled up on Sunday. Amen. Also, we do midweek, but also that gas allows us to run and to be that Christian race. And not only just to run, but that our cars are not sputtering and cutting off because we have the word of God in our hearts. And that keep it from the car from cutting off. Amen. Yeah. And we have to deal with stuff. We talked about this morning that we're going to 1 Corinthians, 10:13, that we're going to go through trials and temptation. But the word of God is the way of escape for all the situations that we may be encountering. So we want to look at that and see from the word of God. And hopefully on tonight, this afternoon, I can give you something that will add to that portion. I like to just always say that we are here worshiping God in spirit and in truth according to Acts 2:42 and 47, where we assemble. Thank the brothers that have led us. We've sung already, given praise to the Lord. We've also allowed those that have not to commune with the Lord. We also, those that may not have given offering, give them the chance to do that. We prayed, and so now we'll look at the word of God, that fifth act, whenever we assemble to worship God. So in Hebrews chapter 13, again, we talked this morning from the fact that Paul talked about those works that we are. He said in the morning message, we talked about be careful to maintain good works. So we want to stay with that thought in the afternoon. I like to take the afternoon message and let it combine with the morning message. So it allows me as a student of God's word to have one thought as I work through God's word. So in this afternoon, we want to stay with that thought, but we want to speak from the subject on tonight, a couple of verses that we have where the Hebrew writer said, make ye perfect in every good work to do his will. That's what the Hebrew writer said, that a God is able to make us perfect. We'll define what perfect means in the text. But he said that the God that we serve is able to make us perfect in every good work to do his will. Yeah, to do his will. So we read in our hearing Hebrews chapter 13. Again, let's start at verse number 20 as we unfold these two verses of scripture where we can get a thought from the word of God that we can apply to our lives. Now, the Hebrew writer said, now the peace of God that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. So the Hebrew writer said, now the peace of God. And I want to say to all of us, none of us can have true peace unless it comes from God the Father. Yeah, sometimes we are living this life and we sometimes say, well, if I just had this or if I had that, I'll be at peace with myself. But true peace comes when you have a relationship with God. Amen. Yeah, when I understand, as I talked about this morning, tried to encourage this morning, as Paul in his writing to those in Rome, let them know the fact that Paul said, I'm pleading with you by the mercies of God. And I said this morning that none of us can have the peace from God unless God do those things in our life that are necessary. Yeah, we need to pray to God, ask God to help us. Sometimes pray that God will give us the peace. Yeah. Even through these trials that we go through, God is able to give us the peace. You know, I just bring to mind in 1 Corinthians, turn your Bibles there. In 1 Corinthians, Paul, in his first letter to those in Corinth, note what he says here, talking about the peace of God. He talks about the fact that, those things that are written in our hearts, in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, he said, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Yeah, God is able to give us a peace. God, those that love God, Paul said to those Christians, your eye haven't seen, nor have your ear heard, nor can even enter into your heart those things that God have for those that bless him. None of us will know how heaven would be until we get there. You can't envision. We can read in the scriptures, but we don't know until we're there with God. But Paul said, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Yeah, by his Spirit. And so God wants us to have that peace. That's why Paul said, now the Hebrew writer said, now the peace of God. And that peace that God can give. And I want to say to all of us, we need to be able to find peace. And I said this morning, peace from God does not come because of my situation and circumstances. Peace from God comes from the relationship that I have with God. Yeah, that I know that as I'm going through these trials and tribulations here down on earth, that I can go to God our Father. And even not only that, I can ask other Christians to go to God the Father for me on my behalf, that they can pray for me. Amen. Pray for me that I can have the peace from God. You know, it's something when you have that peace, when you go to bed at night, I know myself what I try to do. I try to go everything that I need to think about for tomorrow. I try to think about it before I go to bed, and then I put it on the side. Yeah. So I can have me a peaceful night's sleep, wake up in the morning, and do those things that are set before me. But a thing we want to go, a note again, that Paul said, a Hebrew writer said, now the God of peace. Now watch what he said. That brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. So now, and turn your Bibles to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. And note where Jesus makes this statement in John 10 and verse is number 11. John 10 and verse is number 11. Jesus said here, I am the good shepherd. And notice what he said about the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Jesus gave his life for all of us. That's the mercy that God had for mankind, that God asked his only begotten son to give his life for the sheep. All of us are sheep. And so Paul, Hebrew writer, said that comforting point that God gives us back in Hebrews 13, that Jesus is the shepherd of the sheep. And I want to say while I'm at this point, I want to keep before us that Highland Heights, we still need shepherds. Amen. We still need shepherds. Yeah, we need those men that are qualified to serve as shepherds here at this congregation. And another word for shepherd is elders. Look in Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, we have that written, what the role of those that are shepherds. We need men that will see the word of God, qualify themselves to do those things. Paul said in Acts chapter 20, talking to those elders in verse 17, the Bible says that from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. Why did he call them? He said in verse 28, he told them to take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made ye overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. So again, Paul let them know that we need shepherds here. I want to keep that point ever before those men. And as we said in our meeting today, even if I may not have a desire to be a shepherd, if I still want to do the work of a shepherd, I can still do that. Yeah, I don't need necessarily to be a shepherd, but obviously we want this congregation to grow to the point that we have, I want to sit up under elders. I want to sit and serve alongside those that are deacons, and we want to do those things when we find those individuals that meet God's standard. But so we want to say here, I just want to again reiterate that God wants us to have shepherds. And he says here, it was through the blood of the everlasting covenant. God made a covenant with man. God made a covenant with man that blood must be shared in order for him to have that everlasting covenant. And that's why the Bible tells us, back in Hebrews 9 and 22, the Bible says that almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood is no remission of sin. So we want to remember that Christ shedding his blood, that's the everlasting covenant that the Hebrew writer said. It is through the blood of the everlasting covenant. When Jesus came down and died, he started a covenant for us. Yeah, that we had an agreement with God. If we are obedient to God, that God would do his part. And then he says, verse 21, where I get my subject title from. He said, make ye perfect in every good work to do his will. So now, the writer says that God can make us, the word perfect here means to make ready or to make fit. Not that we'll be perfect without sin, but the perfect he's talking about is that we're ready and also we're fit, he says, to do in every good work to do his will. He says, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. So the Bible teaches us that God is able. And I talked about the ministries. As I said this morning, every member here at Highland Heights, we ought to be a part of a ministry. We need to have a desire to be in the ministry, and we need to work in that ministry to whatever extent we can work. Based on, I may have physical limitations, but whatever I can do in that ministry, notice what the Bible said, to make you ready in every good work to do his will. Yeah, and we do those things that are well-pleasing in his sight through Christ. He said, to whom be glory forever and ever. And I want to say that the word of God, no matter what you're going through, the word of God, according to Philippians 4:13, the word of God can strengthen you. But also, the word of God sometimes sometimes some of us, our attitudes are not right. Yeah, sometimes I come to serve with the wrong attitude. I need to have an attitude where I want to be cooperative and be workable and work with the ministry. Yeah, so whatever ministry I want to go to, I want to come with a spirit that I want to serve. I want to serve in this ministry. I want to be a part of this ministry, and I want to do those things that the ministry is designed to do for the furthering of this congregation. So that's where I want to be. And Paul said, the word of God, as I said, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, Christ strengthened is your purpose. God can give us the will to want to do those things. And also I'm saying that sometimes it has to do with me checking my attitude. Yeah, how cooperative am I? Am I the one that things ought to be my way or the highway, or do I have a spirit where I want to work with brothers? Amen. And it comes to start just as I say, it starts with me, having a spirit to want to work with everybody, amen? Want to work with people that we can serve in the ministry. And then as I move to a close, I want to say that Paul said, or the Hebrew writer said, working in you that which is well-pleasing in the sight of God. So that tells me that I got to do some work. Yeah. And I think, as I said this morning, when I come to serve, I want to see what I can serve in, what area I can serve in. And so hopefully our mindset is getting there. We're going to speak next Sunday about those things, having the proper mindset that God can work with us. How does God work with us? Well, as I close, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, notice you find the word perfect again, but again, the word perfect does not mean what Webster defines as perfect. The word perfect oftentimes means complete, it means finished, or it means ready. And so Paul said in that letter to Timothy, he said, all scripture, verse 16, is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine. Doctrine tells us what's right. For reproof, reproof tells us when we're wrong. For correction, correction tells us how to get right. For instruction in righteousness, that tells us how to stay right, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The word of God has the ability to make us perfect unto every good work. And so my encouragement this evening to all of us, including myself, that we get a mindset as we move into, the Lord allows us to see the year 2024, that we all, as our brother Smith liked to say, put our oars in the water, that we can move this congregation forward. I'm thankful for everybody that's committed. And if those that are not, I want to encourage you to get committed so we can do the will of God. If you're here this evening and you're not a Christian on this evening, one becomes a Christian. I'm not a Christian until I obey the will of God. How I obey the will of God? I must hear the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. The gospel is the three facts that Jesus Christ died for my sin. He was buried. He rose again the third day. If I believe that, that which I hear, I believe it, then I need to repent of my sin. What I need to do, I need to turn from the life I've been living. I need to turn to God. That's where repentance begins. I repent, turn to God. Then I would make the confession that we find in Acts 8:37. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the statement that one must make. And then we will water baptize you today for the forgiveness of all your past sins, that now the Lord would add you to the church. If there's someone today that would like to obey the gospel, if there's someone tonight that need to respond to the gospel message, we bid you to come, and together we have our brother come up and lead us in a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much for your patience.